flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
B. Mitch and Finley on a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday. Enjoy responsibly, folks, and we hope you're all coming out tonight, 106.7 The Fan live, Tally Ho Theater out in Leesburg. If you ain't got your tickets yet, I think you're short because the tickets are very, very sold out. But if you text at Mullins 106.7, but let me make sure I got that right. I think it's Mullins 106.7. If you text him, I need a ticket. It's my understanding Landfill has up to 10 tickets left to give out to people that send him the best picture. He wants selfies, especially if you could take a selfie from the drive-thru lot.
What is, I'm going to send it out to people.
From the drive-thru lot of any Popeyes or Raising Cane's.
If you send what?
At Mullins 106.7. If you send Landfill a selfie from the drive-thru lot of a Popeyes or a Raising Cane's, he will send you a ticket to Tally Ho tonight. Is that accurate? Right, B? You heard the same thing. This is from the Cluster Buster himself. I don't know. Right? You heard the same thing?
Hell yeah.
I think Landfill's about to start playing Darth Vader music on us or something. He's got something happening in there.
Landfill crazy, man. I didn't notice that a long time ago.
B, I wanted to ask you this. The NFL, I got this press release yesterday, and
is that going to go to Landfill, though?
He's at Mullins 106.7. That's him. That's him, B.
That's sure as hell what I pushed.
You tweeting it out? Oh, boy. I got this press release yesterday.
I hope that goes to Landfill, not to somebody else.
I hope so, too. I don't know what you just did.
You know what? Let me extract this.
Nah, I think you just let it ride, B.
Lord.
So the NFL sent me an email yesterday. They had a press conference on player safety data, how much things have changed. And the NFL has determined that player safety had its best year yet. You ready for this, B?
Yeah, what did they say?
The NFL is
determined. What are they lying about now?
Concussions decreased to a historic low in the 2024 NFL season.
How many people
season?
We know had concussions on our team?
I know a lot of people were evaluated.
Well, no. Austin missed games. Eckler missed games. A couple more guys missed games because of concussions.
Ertz didn't miss a game but had one. Somebody else earlier in the year didn't miss a game but had one. I'm just going to read you the data, okay? This is the data that certainly couldn't be questioned. The National Football League announced today injury data for the 2024 season, which revealed a significant decrease in concussions. Key results include decrease in concussions to a historic low, including a 17% reduction compared to the 2023 season, including all practices and games in both the preseason and regular season. Largest safety improvement in helmets worn on field since 2021. Continued reduction in lower extremity strains for the 2024 season. How do you feel about the data, Brian?
I don't agree with it. My eyes have showed me a lot of people limped off the field and missed games, and a lot of people were concussed.
Jeff Miller, NFL.
You can make this stuff out to what you want it to be. You know, I understand what they're saying, but stop lying to the public, telling them that you will never, ever take concussions completely out the game. When you got people running full speed, it's going to happen. And the leg injuries and all, it's going to happen too. So let's stop trying to BS the damn public and let them public, they'll take the truth. People get hurt in this sport.
What do you make of what the NFL wants to point to is the dynamic kickoff, the kickoff rule change?
I like it. I like it because, listen, I understand that rule about the super collisions. I understand what they were doing in that situation. And I think they've accomplished it. And a lot of people go, oh, no, they're still returning. And listen, a lot of people go past the 30 when they run the ball. But I watched what Washington did against Detroit. They know they had an advantage with their coverage team, so they kicked it high and short, and they were tackling them inside the 20, inside the 25. The thing about football, we have gotten so offensive-minded and just big-yarded-minded that we don't think about the little things in football.
Makes a difference.
Larry Izzo and what's the astronaut name that you said? John Glenn. They came up with a scheme that they knew they could make the guys have to travel 11, 9, 7, 10 more yards to get a touchdown. And we beat them because of the field position battle. It wasn't just that, but that helps it. But nobody thinks about all that stuff. But it works.
How about this? So, now, again, I'm reading this from NFL.com. The new dynamic kickoff rule worked as intended. Returns increased 57% in the regular season, and there were 7 kickoffs returned for touchdowns, the most since 2021. The new rule slowed the average player speeds as intended, which led to a lower concussion rate. That, to me, is speculative and certainly
not fact. All right, my question is, people got concussed on kickoff returns.
Well, so they're saying—
That's the first one that happened to Austin.
They're saying that because people aren't running as fast, the collisions are slower. To me, you're totally confusing correlation with causation.
This is where I give one finger salute to that. You know who have more concussions than anybody in football? The offensive lineman and the defensive lineman. You know why?
Constant collisions.
Who has the most trauma when they leave the game? CTE, offensive lineman, defensive lineman. They're not running very fast, are they? But they're hitting
their heads constantly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Whether you try to take, listen, man.
I almost wonder if we're getting to a point where the O-line and the D-line will wear guardian caps year-round.
Yeah, but I just think that the thing about it is everyone thinks you have to hit full speed head-on to get a concussion. People been hitting the chest, and their neck snap, and their brain slam into the skull, and they get
down.
A concussion.
Totally.
People go down on the ground with a guardian cap, snap, your neck snaps back and hit the ground, concussion.
I think this is extrapolating far too much, especially from only 1 year of data, frankly.
It's making... Listen, this is what you do. When you can manipulate the numbers, you do it to make yourself look better.
So I read, this is from the doctor, Dr. Alan Sills, who's the NFL chief medical officer. This season's injury data underscores real progress in our efforts to reduce concussions and lower extremity strains, key areas of focus for the league's injury reduction strategy. We're glad to see continued focus on these injuries pay off, and as always, we'll be using this injury data to inform and further strengthen our injury prevention and reduction approach during the offseason.
I'm a volunteer myself, doctor.
There's 1 year.
Who is doctor's name?
Sills.
Dr. Sills, when you all talk to people in the offseason, I would love to sit down and have a conversation with you because I'm not going to disagree with everything you say. I would ask questions, and I would probably make your data better and make your situation better because you need somebody to tell you that you're full of crap every once in a while, because you are.
I don't think there's nearly enough information to conclude that just because you changed the kickoff rules, that's the direct cause for concussions to be decreased. Like, that just to me is, I mean, you're jumping to the conclusion you want. And dude, and what I learned.
Why? Because they wanted to make the kickoff return in that manner obsolete.
So they wanted to make it.
You could point it to what you want.
And they wanted to make the change they made this year a success. Yeah. Like, hey, we did this. Uh-huh. Look how great it is. Also,
can you get the referees to call, be more consistent?
And to
tell
say,
me how you going
to
get that done.
Dude, and I think with the kickoff, to credit that you had the most kickoff return touchdowns since 2021, dude, because you changed the play, people put more dynamic returners out there. Like, Eckler, prior to the second concussion, was returning a ton of kicks. He's a dynamic back with the ball in his hand.
Yeah.
But in the previous 5-7 years, I'll look it up. How many kicks was Eckler returning prior to this year?
Probably none.
I can't imagine it was a lot. Maybe I'll be proven wrong.
But I told you at the beginning of the year that they were going to begin to use running backs and people that understand how to run offensive plays in this kickoff return thing.
Right.
And that's clearly what happened.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Prior to this year, when do you think the last time Austin Eckler returned a
probably
kick
about
was?
5-6 years ago.
2017.
That's 7 years ago.
Right.
That's even
so
more
like,
than I thought.
Is the kickoff return working because of the play, or because of the play, are people willing to put better, more dynamic
people
players
are putting
back there?
More. Listen, man, if you put people back there, like, what's my man that used to at Cleveland, the return guy?
Cribbs?
Josh Cribbs.
Yeah.
Put a Devin Hester back there. But let's get
Turpin.
Put
what about Turpin from Dallas?
Turpin. What's the dude that was in Atlanta who played receiver?
I know who you're talking about. He's like a running back.
Yeah. Put him, put all those guys back there like you had them when they would go out and get exceptional running backs or exceptional returners to do it. Put those people back there in this stuff today. And guess what? It'll be more than 8 touchdowns to 7 touchdown return. Hell, put me back there.
Right.
It'd be way more touchdowns returned now than with those type of people. But what did the NFL start doing for a long time? Afterthought was the special teams. And they just threw somebody
Cordero
back
Patterson.
There. Cordero Patterson.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They just started throwing people back there. What guys did back in the day? They put exceptional returners
athletes,
back there.
Athletes, right.
And they broke it a lot. If you had those same level of guys, talking about 7, might have been 7 in the first 3-4 games.
I think obviously the league is putting more effort into concussions, and I think that matters.
They're trying to add that 18 game, Jay.
Sure. For them to take this kind of a victory lap after 1 year of data, that sure adds up, B. Because they're probably gonna go to the negotiating table. When do you think March,
listen,
April? They're not going to be able to get it done this year, but I bet they'll have it done by You know what will be fascinating? And this is some serious pulling back the curtain.
Uh-huh.
This Super Bowl in a week or so, I guess 8 days, right, is 10 days, is on Fox.
Yeah.
Next year's Super Bowl is on NBC. Uh-huh. I happen to work for them. I believe the Winter Olympics start just about right after the Super Bowl.
Uh-huh.
So, and just think about for a network, you go from Super Bowl right into Winter Olympics. Mm-hmm. That's a strong
that's
month.
That's big time money right there.
I bet the 18th game, Super Bowl moving to President's Day weekend, doesn't happen until 27.
Probably so.
Because there's some television partners involved.
Yeah, some but partners that you can, and you can put it in when something else is going on, and it can kind of come in as small news.
But I bet it happens.
Yeah.
It's coming.
Listen, man, it's all good.
I have not confirmed this. I've talked to his agent. I think Chris Russell will join the program next. It is B. Mitch and Finley.